This shir is Daf Tzadik Dalid, and we're going to begin on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah. Maitzi Oichlin Pachas Mikashir Bekeli. If somebody takes out food in a container, and the food that he carried doesn't have the shear, we've been spending a lot of time talking over the last couple of weeks, what is the shear? Generally, the shear by food is a groigris. So let's say you took out less than a groigris of whatever food item, and you have it in a container. So the halach is pata afal keli. So for the food, you're not chayiv, because you don't have the shear. But teaches us the Mishnah that you also pata on the keli, shekeli tfeleloi, because the keli is considered subordinate, it's bottled to the food. So even though the keli does have the shear, you'll be pata on the keli also. There's two interesting shailas in the Rishonim. One shaila is, what's going to be the halacha on a food that doesn't need a container? In other words, let's say you're carrying out a chocolate bar. You could carry a chocolate bar without carrying it on a platter. Will we still say that the keli is bottled to the platter, to food, even though it's not necessary? Or do we only say that the time the keli is subordinate to the food is when the keli needs the food, when the food needs the keli? If you're carrying out the soup, but not if you're carrying out something that doesn't need it. The Rambam, this is the way the Magen Mishnah says, Pshat in the Rambam says, the Mishnah doesn't differentiate. The Mishnah says that the keli is always subordinate to the food. On the other hand, other Rishonim, from the Ravid it seems, that in that situation, you would be chayiv for the keli independently. Another shaila is like this. Let's say that the platter is a lot more valuable than the food. You know, as you put a food, whatever food it is, and you're carrying it out on a big, beautiful silver platter. Do we say in that circumstances also that the keli is bottled to the food? Or do I say no? Then, since the platter is so much more valuable and so much more expensive, it doesn't become bottled. Most Rishonim say, again, that the Mishnah doesn't make these kind of differences. I mean, in all circumstances, the keli becomes bottled to the food. Next halacha. As a chai b'mita, if you carry out a live person on a bed, pata afla mita. So you pata on the bed. Why? Shamita tfeleloi. So let's understand. The bed is subordinate to the live person, but you're carrying out the live person. So the halacha is, and that's what we're going to spend a bit of time today speaking about, chai noiseyas atzmai. The halacha says that a living person, when you carry, it's not considered that you're chai for carrying him. When we learn the Gemara, we'll see why. Just as Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes an interesting point in his tshuvas. He says like this, let's say somebody is carrying out a sick person on a bed, and you're allowed to carry him. Let's say it's a hatzalah call. So a lot of times what a person is going to be doing is laying on the bed, he's laying on the stretcher, but he won't have his slippers on, because he's laying in bed. But he wants to have his slippers for when he arrives to the hospital, so he'll just put the slippers on the bed. They should be there when he arrives. It would be us to carry the bed, because the chai is not a problem, chai noises atzmai. But the slippers, you're not allowed to carry. And then you would be us for carrying the slippers. He should wear the slippers. He should wear the slippers. As a mace b'mita, but if he's carrying a dead person in the bed, chayiv. Continues the Tanakhama, if it can't kazayis min a mace, if somebody carries out a kazayis of a mace, or kazayis min a nevela, or kadash min a sheretz, all of these are the shiurim that are metameh, and that's why he's chayiv. Rav Shimon says that all of these cases are carrying your potter. Why? Because it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And this is the other sugya we're going to speak about today, melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. There's a very fundamental machloikus, Rashi and Tosfos, and how to define melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Rashi defines melacha she'ena tzricha legufa as something that you do in reaction or as a response to another situation. That means there's a dead person in the house. You don't want the dead person. You want him to be alive. But now you unfortunately have this corpse in the house. So in reaction to that situation, in response to that situation, you're removing him. So you're not doing something constructive that you want to accomplish. You're just doing it in reaction, and that's why it's called the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Tosfos has a different definition for Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Taisus definition, it's the Taisus on the Tzadik Dalid of Shimon Paita, the long Taisus on the bottom. Taisus defines Malacha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa, that for a Malacha has to be similar to the design of that Malacha was in the Mishkan. That means, let's talk about carrying, which is the example of our Mishnah. When they carried in the Mishkan, what happened? They had items that they needed to get from their homes to the Mishkan. So they carried in order to bring something to the Mishkan. They didn't carry it to get it out of the house. What you were taking out of your house, you might have been very happy with in your house. You took it because you wanted it at the Mishkan. So you have to follow the same goal as there was in the Mishkan. The goal in carrying in the Mishkan was to get there, not to get out of somewhere. And Tosfos asks a wonderful kasha on Rashi that I didn't really see a good answer to. We know, when we learned Periklal Gadol, one of the malachas is Tosfos Amunas Livnos. You demolish with the goal of building. Now, says Tosfos, every Tosfos Amunas Livnos, if you follow Rashi's definition, is Malach Shen Etzrich L'Gufa. What does that mean? You have a house, you're knocking down your house because you want to build up a new house. You're only doing it in response to a situation. Wouldn't you prefer if the house was already demolished before you got to it? Or where did they have it in the Mishkan? Now, if you say you follow the Mishkan, so in the Mishkan they had Tzoysam Nas Livnos. They disassembled the Mishkan in order to reassemble it. So Tosfos says, I follow the design of the Mishkan. But according to Rashi, that says that if you're doing something only in reaction to a situation that you're faced with, that's a Malach Hashem Etzrich L'Gufa. So every Sois Al-Manas Livnois is that type of situation. So where will there ever be that Malacha? And we know that Sois is one of the Malachas. Begins the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Hamoitza Oichlan Kashir. If somebody takes out food, the right amount of shear, in Bekeli, if he's carrying it out in a container, Chayiv Ala Oichlan, he's Chayiv for carrying out that food, or Pata Ala Kuli. But let's say this was a kind of a food that a time of situation that besides the container serving the purpose of containing the food, you also need that container elsewhere. Chayiv af al keli. So you chayiv not just for carrying the food, you'll be chayiv two chiyuvim, one for carrying the food and one for carrying the keli. There's a Gemara Masechta Chulin. The Gemara Masechta Chulin says like this. The Gemara thinks about this. According to Sumchus, somebody ate two kazesim of chalev in one lapse of unawareness. But he didn't eat them in one shot. He ate one piece at 10 o'clock, he ate another piece at 11 o'clock. So since it was two separate eating, Sumchus says he chayv twice. Says the Gemara, just like Sumchus says there, that if you eat shmamino, oichel shnei zesi chaylev, behelem echet chayiv shtayim, you'll be chayiv twice. Here too, you chayiv separately for the food and for the container. Ask the Rajba the obvious question. There, you ate the food in two separate sittings, so to speak. You ate one kazayis at 10, one another kazayis at 11. Here, I carried the container and the food at the exact same moment. So how could you compare our Gemara to that case? So Rajba says, true. In our Gemara, you carry the food and the container simultaneously. There, you ate the two kazesim separately. But there, the two kazesim are both chalif. Here, one is a food and one is a container. So the fact that the two different items compensate for the fact that it's different times, and that's why the Gemara can compare the two situations. Amar of Sheshis, so, the question is that true? On Rav Sheshi, talking my skin in, kigon sheshoga gal oichlin ve'ezer al keli. That what happened was that on the food he was a shogig, and he was amazing on the keli. And when it says chayiv, you chayiv misa, because that you did b'mezid, this you did b'shogig. Ask the Rajba another question. Great question. We know that halacha is that the only time you chayiv a karb mechates is if you would have been a person that if you would known what you're doing is wrong, you wouldn't have done it. What happened here? The person carried out a food, and he also carried out the container. The container he's carrying out b'mezid. The food he's carrying out b'shoigig. So why should he be chayv chattas? Even if he would have known that what he's doing is wrong, he still would have done it. What's the proof? He knew he's doing wrong with carrying out the food, and he still carried it out. says Rashba, what it means is shogeg al oichel means you're not going to be chayv karm chatas. You could have theoretically been chayv chatas, but in this specific case, you're not going to be chayv chatas because you're not a pure shogeg. But now the Gemara is saying that when it says chayv afal keli, doesn't mean you're chayv twice. You're chayv only for the oichel yichayv karm chatas because that was b'shogeg, and in keli yichayv a misa because that was b'mezit. Maskler of Ashi va'af al keli k'tani, which seems to say that the keli and the oichel are the same, not different statuses. Elam Rav Ashi k'kan shogeg b'zeh b'zeh. He was a shogeg both on the keli and on the oichel. But if he was a shogeg on both, why is he chayv two karm chatas? If we don't agree with simchas, says the Gemara, what happened was, we go back to Gemara, we learned in Periklal Godel. He carried out the food and the keli. But then, when he became aware of his Aveira, he didn't become aware of both of them at the same time. V'noy deloy, first he became aware, let's say, of the food, and not of the keli. And then, later on, at a different time, v'chaz v'noy deloy, about the keli. And we had, on Daf Ayin Aleph, plucked the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, if in such circumstances Yechayiv two karm chatas, since there was a separation of yediyas, your awareness of the averus weren't at the same time, that separates, according to one man, the Omer, that Yechayiv two karm chatas. So in other words, we're not agreeing with simchas. And if the person carried out food in a keli, and he was b'shogeg, and he becomes aware of both of them at the same time, he'll only be chayiv one karm chatas. Here it happened that he became aware of the two averus in separate notices, and that's a machlokes, and according to one man, the Omer, in such case, there are sheishes holds, in such a case, yechayiv two separate karm chatas. There's a lot of achronim talk about the following shaila. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer. The sefer is called Machne Yisrael. There were a lot of soldiers, Jewish soldiers in his time, religious Jews, and they were drafted to the army, and they wanted to know. They needed to know how to behave halachically in the army. So one of the shalos was, let's say the army is on the move on Shabbos, and you got to take your things. What are you allowed to carry? What are you not allowed to carry? So Chofetz Chaim says there, a very bechiddush, that let's say you're carrying one thing that you must carry, that you're allowed to carry. You're carrying a medicine, or you're carrying food that you need to have. Without it, you can't survive. So once you're carrying in that bag food that you're allowed to have, so put into the bag even items that aren't necessary. So like, let's say you need to carry your tefillin. You don't need your tefillin on Shabbos. But if you're carrying it in the same bag as something that you're allowed to carry in Shabbos, it's mutter. That's the Chofetz Chaim. Ask the Eretz Tzvi. Ask the Or Sameach. And our Gemara, it seems that if you're carrying the food and the keli, it's considered yichayiv more. You're carrying more. If according to Chofetz Chaim says, once you carry, you can carry as much as you want, avad enal l'chatchila. But our Gemara, it seems that for everything you're carrying, you chayiv a separate karm chatas. So how could the Chofetz Chaim have said that you should carry as much as you want? There are terutzim that come on to Aga Keli Shmei Aga, the Or Sameach tries to say a teretz. It's a long teretz, but it's an interesting concept halachically. If you're allowed to carry something, people have the shiloh that say they're going to the hospital. So they're allowed to take what they need to have. May they take more things that they need, but they're not vital. From this Gemara, it seems that you're not allowed to. We learned further. As a chayv a mita, potaf a mita. If you're carrying a live person in the meat in a bed, you could carry even the bed. Why? Because carrying the live person is mutter. Lamas nisan rabbanon evil rabbanon. Should we say our Mishnah follows Rab Nosan Shita, not Rabbanon? Tanya hanoitzi behem chayv oiflushus rabim. If somebody carries out live animal or bird, bein chayim bein shchutin, whether if they're alive or whether if they're dead, chayv. Nosnoimer, al shchutin chayin, on carrying out dead animals you chayiv, val chayin potter. But if you're carrying out live animals you potter. Why? Shachay noisias atzmai. Because the live person contributes to his being carried. And we'll explain this in a minute. Before we go further, the Chodesh Aviv asks an obvious question. Why do they have to tell us that if you carry out a dead animal, you chayiv? Of course you chayiv. On a live animal, we could have a discussion if we say chay noises atzmai or not. But on a dead animal, there's no concept of chay noises atzmai. So certainly you chayiv. So Chodesh Aviv answers that we're not, when we say shchut, we're not talking about an animal that's dead. If it's dead, certainly you chayiv. We're talking about an animal that's a mefarches. You know, after you, the Gemara Masech Tachulin will learn, talks about this. After you shecht an animal or a bird, for a while it's still and mefarches. So the halacha is that the Gemara is saying that once it's shchutin, once it's slaughtered, even though it's still mefarches, the halacha looks at it like it's dead, and you chay for carrying it. Now, what about a live bird? That we have a machlokes. Reb Nosson says on a live bird we say chay noises atzmai. The rabbanim disagree. So for our Mishnah saying us that when you carry out a live person on the bed, you're not chayiv at all. Why not? On the person you're not chayiv because chay nisus atzmai, and on the bed you're not chayiv because the bed is subordinate to the person. Obviously, we hold chay nisus atzmai. What is the pshat of chay nisus atzmai? So Rashi explains in the Mishnah, first Rashi in the Mishnah, v'chay lo mechayiv al tzosoy, you're not chayiv for carrying out a live person. To whom mekel atzmai v'noisei atzmai? A live person makes himself lighter, he contributes to him being carried. So where Rav Chaim Briska explains Rashi, it's similar to the Gemara we learned yesterday. It's Shnaim Shasua. It's Shnaim Shasua. Both of us are carrying it, and both of us can do it on our own. That's why it's similar to Shnaim Shasua that we learned yesterday, and that's why it's Potter. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, just because a person makes himself lighter, but you're still carrying it, is there any area in halacha that makes a difference how heavy is the item you're carrying? Do we ever learn, we're learning I don't know how many weeks haitzah, do we ever make a differentiation that has to weigh a certain amount of pounds? Chay nisus atzmai, Rashi says, makes himself lighter. So the person really weighs nisus atzmai, but Rashi says it makes atzmai, makes himself lighter. And even shnaim shasua is not l'chatchila. That's the Gemara we just learned yesterday. On the certain amount, you're never allowed to rely on shnaim shasua. So Tosfos answers a very interesting answer. Tosfos says, since in the Mishkan we never found that a live thing was carried, because he said there were only three animals that were used in the Mishkan. They had the tchoshim and the elim, which were used for the covering, but they were transported when they were live, so they weren't carried, they walked themselves. The chalazim was used for a dye, but the Gemara says that the chalazim, to get the dye to be good, you got to kill it right away. So they never carried a live animal. So since they never carried a live animal, we followed a Mishkan's model, so that's why you're not chay for carrying a live thing, because it never existed in the Mishkan. So all the achroinim ask on Tosfos, starting with the Mashab, and Rabbi Yoshev has a long tshuva on this, a simple question. When we say that the Mishkan is the model, it doesn't mean that it had to exist in the Mishkan. It has to be similar to what was in the Mishkan. In other words, we don't say that only items that were carried in the Mishkan Yechayim for. Carrying was a malach in the Mishkan. So who says that just because they didn't carry live things, kaitzav a live thing isn't carrying? As long as it's carrying. If Taisha says, we never followed a Mishkan exactly. So Mashah says like this, Taisha is not discounting chay noises atzmai. Tosfos is learning like this. Tosfos is saying, we followed a Mishkan, so there was no carrying of a live item in the Mishkan. However, you'll say, but there was something similar enough, so we should be chai because it's similar. On that I'll answer, chai noises atzmoy, and that's why you'll be potter. That's how the Mashal explains. It's the simplest teretz in Tosfos. But there's one more question. I'm going to pose the question and we'll get to the answer soon. One of the living things that was used in the Mishkan was the shamir. The shamir was the worm that they used to saw the stone into pieces in the Mishkan also. So they had a shamir, and that they carried obviously when it was alive. So what does Taisha said? They never carried a live thing. They carried the shamir. This question was asked to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said it's a good question. He didn't always say that. So it's a good question. And we'll see soon if we have an answer to that question. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Afil Taim Rabbanan. Even Rabbanan. At Kan Lai Pligarei Rabbanan Rab Nosson. You know when the Rabbanan disagree with Rab Nosson about Chai Nasa Atzmai, El Behei Mechai V'Oif. Why? The Meshabah to Mashai, they make themselves heavy, so you don't have the concept of Chai Nosis Atzmai. Aval Odom Chai, by a person, the noises atzmai, I feel the rabbanim moed, even the rabbanim will agree that chay noises atzmai. Omler of Adabar Havel Rava, I'll prove to you that rabbanim never subscribe to chay noises atzmai, because hard it's not. The halacha is like this. There's a din in the Torah that on Shabbos it's in the Aseres HaDibros. Your animal is not allowed to work. Since your animal is not allowed to work, you can't rent out your animal to somebody on Shabbos, to a guy, because he'll work with your animal, and the Shvisis Behemtai. Because of that, Chazal said that you're not allowed to even sell your animal to a guy. Because if you're going to come sell him your animal, you may rent him your animal. Comes along the Meseira. The Meseira says, Mata Besos. You're allowed to sell your horse to a guy. Why? Betanya, the Bryce explains, Ben Beseira Mat Besos, he allows you to sell your sus to a guy, Nesh Oisva Malacha, because what is a sus used for? What is a horse used for? For riding on. And riding is not an Issa Deraisa. Sheikh Hayovel of Chattis. You're not Chayiv Chattis. Why are you not Chayiv Chattis? Because riding is not a Chayiv Chattis, because Chayiv Nois is Atzmai. So what are you going to do? You're going to rent your horse to the guy, and he'll use it for riding. Riding is not an Issa Deraisa. The Mefarshim point out, what does it say? Shein Chayovin Olof. What does it say? Shein Chayovin Olof Chattis. So I want to say that the only Issa there is on a Behemoth is an Issa that is a Chayiv Chattis. Where would there be a Nafka Mina Tchumim? Tchumim, even if you hold it to the Raisa, there is no Chiv Chattis, and there is no din of Tchum on a Behema. But says the Gemara, Bom Rav Yochim and Beseira. So Rav Yochim made a comment, Ben Beseira, Rav Nosser, Amad Dover Echad. They both hold Chai Noises Atzmai. Ask the Gemara, Vi Amrit, the Lord Pliga Rai, Rabban and Rav Nosser. If we're going to say that the Rabban also agree with Rav Nosser, and the only place they disagree is El Behema V'chai V'oif. Why? Because by animals, Meshabat to Nafshayu, Mayir, Ben Beseira, Rav Nosser. Why do you say the Ben Beseira has to agree with Rav Nosser? He could even agree with Rabbanon. V'amrit, Afil Rabbanon. A moida that they agree that chai nois is atzmai. So why do we have to lock Ben Beseira into shittus Rav Nosser? Answers the Gemara, Kiyom Rabbi Yochanan, you know what kind of sus we're talking about? We're not talking about a sus that's being used for humans. A sus that would be used for humans, everybody agrees that by humans I say chai nois is atzmai. Here we're talking about hamayuchad l'oifis. It's used for birds, and by birds, the Rabbanon hold, we don't say chai nois is atzmai. Ask the Gemara, Umi ikam yuchad loifis, are there animals used for birds? Says the Gemara, in. The Veivaiden. The Veivaiden Rashi explains was that when they wanted to go bird hunting, they used to put a bird on top of the horse, and that would track the other birds, and that's how you got them. So that's why you have a sus that's being used for birds, and that's why if you don't have, so Tosfos explains this way. Once you have this type of sus, where there is a problem with the sus doing melacha if you rent it, that's why Chazal said that all horses should not be sold to a guy, even horses that are used for human, not for birds. That's what Tosfos learns. Other Rishonim say no, that the only bird, that the only sus that will be usur will be a sus that's used for birds. But a sus that's used for animals, since we're saying now everybody agrees that by people we say chai noises atzmai, so you can never come to an issa deraisa, so if you have a horse that's used for humans, there will not be a problem. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, umayd Rav Nosson b'kofis, a person that's tied up, that we don't say chai noises atzmai. And this is what Rav Moshe says, that since why can't you carry a child on Shabbos? Because a child that can't walk is considered like kofis. He can't walk himself. Now maybe we could say an answer to the question about the Shomir. The Gemara Masechta Saita Tzitzeliezer's answer. The Gemara Masechta Saita says, how could you transport the Shomir? Whatever you put it into, it would make a hole right through. So Gemara mentions a whole procedure they had for putting him in and, so to speak, tying him up. By tying up, we said it has a din like a mace. That's why there's no problem. Tosfos won't find a live thing that was carried on Shabbos. Others want to say that the Shomer wasn't a worm. Others want to say that the Shomer was a diamond. Ask the Gemara. Vahani Persoi. Ask the Gemara. The Persoi were heavy people and they didn't move much. The command Kfisidami. So they should have the status like something that's tied up. That everybody agrees that you could carry a person because chai nois is atzmai. Why? He's like a kofis. Answers the Gemara, it's not that they can't walk. You know why the people from Parsai don't walk? Because they're haughty. They don't like to walk. And I'll prove to you that there was somebody from Paras that a police officer got angry And all of a sudden, Vrat tossed the pass of a car. He was able to run. If they couldn't run, how could he run? It means they can run. They're just lazy. So I just want to tell you, before we go away from the sugya, a beautiful Vart that I saw from the Maril Diskin. People say the Akeda every day. I don't know if anybody ever thought of this question. It says, by the Akeda, V'yarchus Eitzim, Avram Avinu prepared the wood, V'yakadus Yitzchak B'noin, he tied up his son, Yitzchak, V'yashim HaYisam Mizbeach Ma'al Eitzim, and he put him on the Mizbeach. So the question is an obvious question. We never think of it. Wouldn't it make sense first to lay him down, and then tie him up? What did he do? First he tied him up, and then he laid him down. Why did he do that? So Maril Diskin answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, V'halehu l'oyla, you yourself should make him an oyla. But if Yitzchak is not tied up, then it's Chayim Noises Atzmai, so they're both contributing. So what did Avraham do? He tied him up. Once he's kafus, we just learned in the shir, that kafus, we don't say Chayim Noises Atzmai. That's why he tied him up before he laid him down. Says the Gemara, Esameis b'mita chayiv. If somebody carries a mess and a bed is chayiv, then ken kazayis b'mita. Am Rabbi Bachana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Paitayer Rabbi Shimon, Af b'mitzas Esameis l'kavroi. What's the Gemara saying here? We said all along, why is carrying out a mess considered a malachah shein etzricha l'gufa? Because you don't need. You're only doing it willing Rashi's pshat. You're only doing it in reaction that you don't want the mace in your house. But that's not true. You are taking out the mace because you want to bury him. You're not just taking him out because you want him out of your house. Still says the Gemara that that's considered malach shen tzrich l'gufa. Now the question the Rishonim ask is why? It's not just a reaction. You have a goal. You want to bury the mace. You want to bring him to kfura. So the Yerushalmi says, it's a big chiddush, and it's not mashma like that in the Gemara, that we're talking about a mess that's a guy. And since he's a guy, you don't really want to bury him. You just want him out of your house. It's a bichidish. Others want to say that we look at your main goal. And your main goal is to get him out of the house. Which is also a chiddush, because as much as you want him out of the house, you also, of course, want to bury your nifter. So the Sfas Emes says a very interesting teretz. He says the Gemara questions, what is the purpose of burying a mace? Some say the purpose is a kapara. That's one of the ways that the nifter has a kapara. Others want to say that the purpose of burying is just bizayin. It's a bizayin to have a dead person laying in the house, and you want to remove him from the house. Says the Sfas Emes that obviously Rav Shimon is going to have to hold that the only reason we bury a nifter is not for kapara. The kapara he already has when he dies. The reason you bury him is only just because you want him out of your house, which would be a malach shen tzrich l'gufa, because you're only doing a reaction to get him out. Amar Rava, or Maider of Shimon, Shimon will agree, b'mar lach b'boy, let's say you have a shovel in your house, and want to carry out the shovel because you need to dig with it. Or sefer Torah licorice boy, or you have a sefer Torah in your house and you want to carry it out because you need to read in it, the chayiv. That's malachat tzrich l'gufa. You're doing it because you want this item wherever you're taking it. Ask the Gemara Peshitta. If you, obviously, you're chayiv. Because the ihi ho nami malachat shein tzrich l'gufa, if somehow you're going to define even these cases as a malachat shein tzrich l'gufa, then we have an obvious question. A malachat tzrich l'gufa, l'rav shimon hech mishkachsla. You'll never have a case of malachat tzrich l'gufa. If everything, every time you're carrying, you're going to turn into malachat tzrich l'gufa, so when are you going to be chayiv? Haitza is a malacha. Answers the Gemara. Madatayma, I would think that the only time Rav Shimon holds you chayiv is ad the ikka l'gufay u l'gufa. That you have a dual goal. That you have a gain from it, and the item you're carrying out also has to gain from your carrying it out. And the Gemara gives two examples. Kagoy mar, let's say you're carrying out the shovel, and you have a dual purpose. Last loitas, your shovel somehow is damaged, and you're taking it out in order to fix it, you put on some sort of a patch. Or lachbar, and you also have your own need that you want to dig with it. Or sefer Torah, the sefer Torah you're carrying out is posel. And you're carrying it out lahagia to fix it, so the sefer Torah has a need for you to carry it out, and you also have a need to carry it out because you're going to use a licorice bar. Kamash Malan, that no. As long as you have a gain, even though the sefer itself, the object itself that you're carrying out, doesn't have anything to gain from being carried out, it's already considered, even according to Rav Shimon, a melacha tzricha legufa, and he'll hold its chayif. Says the Gemara, Hahu shafcha dehava bedroikro. Droikro is the name of a place. There was a dead person who was a nifter in the house. Shor Rav Nachman by Yitzchak lafuki lekarmelis. Rav Nachman allowed them to take the mess out of the house to a karmelis, which, as we've been describing all along, is a only midrabbonim. Only a rishus midrabbonim. Amalei Rav Yochanan achva de ma'abrei de ravna le Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So he asked him, Kaman, according to whom are you acting this way? Because you're fasting with Rav Shimon. And like we've been saying for the whole Shia today, carrying a nifter out of the house is a malacha shenet tzrich legufa. That's why you allowed him to carry the nifter out of the house. So he asked him, aim at the potter of Shimon. You know what Rav Shimon said, that a malacha shenet tzrich legufa is not a problem. Mechiv chattis. He holds that it's not a malacha midaraisa. However, isur drabonin miyoika, Rav Shimon will agree that a malacha and a tzrich legufa is not permitted l'chatchila. So how are you relying l'chatchila to carry out the nifter? Amalei, so he said, ha'lakim, l'kim is a shvua, the ayla ba'at, even you would have been mekel. Vafila Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a malacha and a tzrich legufa is asur, will hear with matter. Why? The mikamin al rishus rabim. Did I say that he's allowed to carry it out to rishus rabim, which is a deraisa? La karmelis kamina. I'm only carrying it out to a karmelis. God l'kvod abrius, and therefore we have a concept kvod abrius that a nefter should be in the house is not honorable, not to blind people, and it's not really that honorable to the nifter either. And that's why shadoiches lo says shibatayra. And that's why, even though normally carrying out a nifter is osur, according to Yehuda, may even be a deraisa, but since I'm carrying him out to a karmelis, it's only drabonon, and we waive the issa drabonon in a place of kavod abrius. Says Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph, he asks the question: when you carry a nifter, you have two problems. When you carry the nifter out, one is the problem of carrying from rishus hayochid to rishus rabim, but you also have a problem of muksa. A mess is muksa. So Taisha says, for muksa I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? You put on, we learned the Gemara earlier, you put on a kikor or a tinnik, you put on a chala or a child on top of the mace, and that's why there's no problem with muksa, we learned. So Taisha says, that's what we do here. And all the Rishonim explain that why don't I say kadal kvayt abriyas and not have to put on the child? The answer is obvious. For carrying, I have no eitzah. But for muksa, I have an eitzah, so I certainly should do what I can and put on the kikor atinik. Not a shalas like this. Good. You're putting on the kikor atinik. But by putting on the kikor atinik, you're carrying more than you would have normally. Normally, you would have only carried the mess. Now you're going to carry the mess plus the challah. So how are you allowed to do that? So there are a few answers given to Rishonim. One answer given to Rishonim is that the kikor is bottled to the mace. Back to what we learned in the Mishnah. The main thing here is the mace. The kikar is subordinate to the mace. So since you're allowed to carry the mace, you're allowed to carry anything subordinate to it, like the clothing that it's wearing. That's a good question. Another teretz that they give is that it's all part of the heter. And it's in this Gemara's heter, that's all included. Another teretz is, the Rashba says this, it would be a joke. What are you going to tell the person? The mess is laying in the house. You can't pick up the mace because it's muksa. What do? Put on a piece of challah. But when you get to the door, you have to drop the challah. So the Rashba's words are, it would be a chucha tlula, it would be a joke, and that's why we don't make you do it. Interestingly enough, the Sfas Emes says a very interesting thing. It's very negel halacha l'maisa. What's the halacha, asked the Sfas Emes, if you pick up something muksa? The example I always use is Isma Shemila. A mila, the knife that the mila uses is muksa. It's muksa maksa sarim kis. But the mila is allowed to pick it up because for a mila that you're allowed to do in Shabbos. Once he's holding it, is he allowed to continue carrying it wherever he wants, or does he have to drop it right away? So the halacha is, if it's not muksa maksa skufay, you can carry it to wherever you want. Once you picked it up, you can carry it. So it says the Sfas Emes. The Rashba is saying that once he picked it up, you could continue carrying it. But, says the Sfas Emes, since the halacha is that once you picked up the mace beheter, because you put the piece of chal on it, there's no ma'isa muksa, so drop the chal right away. Not by the door. Drop it right away. Because since you're carrying it beheter, you can continue carrying it as much as you want. So don't drop it by the door. Just put on the challah for a moment, for the minute that you need to pick it up. That'll take away the problem of muksa. That'll drop the challah. And once it's biyodoy, you can continue carrying it as much as you want. Says the Gemara. Tanan hosam. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Atoilis monetumah. You know, the Parshas Tazria, Parshas Mitzrayim, and they talk about the different saras. Many of them are developed with two hairs. If you have two hairs that are discolored, they're considered tamei. Or the hechva michya, if it's a boil also, and you take it off, oiva b'lay sesei. You're oiva b'lay sesei because it says he's shomer b'negat saras. You have to be careful not to remove the saras. So if somebody has saras and he removes it, he's oiva b'laf. Itma. So they explain this. Achas mishtayim. What's going to be halacha if somebody has exactly two hairs, which is the minimal amount, and he takes out one of them, he's chayiv, because he destroyed the siman tumah. Achas mishalosh. But let's say you took out one out of three. Rav Nachman, I'm a chayiv. It's yichayiv. Rav Shesh, I'm a potter. Rav Nesh is potter. Explain it to Gemara. Rav Nachman, I'm a chayiv. Ahani masav. I accomplished something. He'll ask me what you accomplished. He's still as tummy as he was before. Because he still has two hairs. Says Rav Nachman. Di mishtak l'chada. If one will be... Now you started with three. You removed one, you're down to two. So now you're very tight. And one of those will fall. Di mishtak l'chada. Achrita ozla l'tumah. You'll be left with no tumah. So even though the moment you took it off, you didn't really do anything, but you set yourself up, you set the stage for doing something. Rav Shesh is a potter. Why? Hashtem ma'imiyas ha'is latumah. Right now I accomplished nothing. And I'll tell you where this is Nagel aloch l'maisa. You know, Torah is all one Torah. The aloch is that when you write tefillin, you have to write them kesidron. You have to write everywhere in the right order. You can't write them shalai kesidron. So let's say a sofer opens up somebody's tefillin and he sees a letter is missing or he sees that a word is puzzle. Unless it's the last word, the tefillin are possible, because you can't correct it, because it come out that you wrote the tefillin, shalai kesidron. But let's say a sofer opens up the tefillin, and right now the tefillin are kosher. But he sees that this word, this letter, in the middle of the parasha, is in danger. Could he fix it? So Allah says he could fix it. Why is it not shalai kesidron? Because right now you didn't do anything. What's the concept of Shesh's concept? Because the halacha looks, if right now, did I do something that was halachically required, it wasn't required now, so it's not considered like a sidron. Amar Shesh is Menah Minallah. From where do I know that if right now, what I did right now wasn't of consequence, I don't have to think about the future? Tathnan. It said in our Mishnah, the Ken Kazayas Min Ames, the Kazayas Min Avela, if somebody carries out a Kazayas of a mess or Kazayas Min Avela, Chayiv. What's the Dik? Hochati Zayis. If he only took out a chatzis eye, since that's not a shear for tumah, you're potter. Asked Rav Sheish, the Rav Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, chatzis eye is chayiv. So what's the halacha? Are you chayiv by chatzis eye, like the Braisa says? Or are you potter by chatzis eye, like our Mishnah says? My love. So I'll answer it. Ha de Tanya chayiv. The Braisa that we just quoted that says chayiv is talking about the chayiv for chatzis eye from kazayis. You are a kazayis. A kazayis is the shear of tumah. By you taking out a chatzi kazayis, you accomplish something. Because now you don't have a shear of tumah. That's why, even though all I carried out was just a chatzi kazayis, I'm still chayif. V'hodat nan, that we learned in our Mishnah, potter, and that because chatzi zayis me kazayis amechza. You had a kazayis amechza. Now, by taking out a half a kazayis, you had a kazayis and a half. By taking out a half a kazayis, you didn't accomplish anything. Because let's think about it. All you carried out is a chatzi kazayis. And you didn't change anything in terms of the tumah status, because you're still left with a kazayis. So that's how Rav Shesha says, I see that it's a difference if what you did accomplishes something for right now, or I look for the future. Rav Nachman doesn't agree with Rav Shesha. Rav Nachman says that if you take out one hair from three hairs, you're chayif. So seemingly he would hold, if you take out a half a kazayis from a kazayis and a half, you also chayiv. So how will he reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? He says, either chayiv. You're always going to be chayiv, whether you take out a chatzi kazayis from a whole kazayis, or whether you take out a chatzi kazayis from a kazayis and a half. Where is the case of Potter? V'adat na Potter, our Mishnah, the chap a chatzi kazayis from a skodl. And the way Tosfos explains it is, what do you call it? The way Tosfos explains it is talking in a case that you had a bunch of kazaisim. Not necessarily a whole big mess, but you had like two or three kazaisim. So what is Rav Nachman going to say? You took out a chatzi kazayis. What's Rav Nachman saying? But I have to be worried. I took out a chatzi kazayis, but maybe another half of kazayis will disappear. Even if another half of kazayis disappears, I'm still going to be left with plenty, because I have two, three kazayisim anyway. In such a case, even Rav Nachman will agree what I'm doing has no real consequence. And since all I'm carrying out is a chatzi kazayis, that's why you chayif. Tosfos asks a simple question. Tosfos says, what am I have to say this teretz? You could have said the case that you're carrying out a chatzi kazayis is where you only started off with a chatzi kazayis. The case that you took out a kazayis is when you had a whole kazayis. And it would have been a simple answer. So Tosfos says the Gemara wanted to show us how far Rav Sheshis is makel.